You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
chipping putt,
metal constitution,
halfway home,
prime delivery.
Ooh, I love prime things, like prime ribs, prime numbers, Optimus Prime.
Optimus, you are such a nerd.
Yeah, oh.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Snowy Rob Gast.
Snowy Rob Gast. Not too much. It's not actually snowing here, so.
It snowed here yesterday.
Briefly.
Like a dusting. Enough to scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, well, I I got my winter rubber already on. And that's not a condom
and
joke.
Your wife appreciates it, yeah. For those who don't know, the winter rubber has treads on it.
Yes.
It's for your... It's for her pleasure and your grip.
No, well, kind of. Actually,
traction,
yeah.
Traction.
Yes, winter rubber is slang up here in Canada. We're obviously, because we have four seasons up here, and we have snowy and icy roads. So everybody who owns a car and has a brain has winter tires for their vehicle. Okay, that they swap out with their summer tires.
That is not true. We do not have four seasons in Canada. We have two seasons, winter and construction.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Yes. In the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, yes, that is true.
Yeah. And we also refer to them as I got my winters on.
Yeah, exactly. And also, too, because people ask, like, well, if the winters grip, why don't you just put them on year-round? Well, because they grip so well to ice and snow, if you wear them in the summer on the hot pavement, they will melt off.
But yeah, the rubber is a lot softer, so it allows it to grip and not freeze during winter. Like if you're like, oh, I have all seasons turn into ice cubes.
Yeah,
they turn to solid rubber once it gets too cold. Yes. And when you hit your brakes, you're not stopping. It's just like ice on ice. So yeah, the winter rubbers are far softer. But if you wear them too long in the spring,
yep,
or the fall before the snow, yeah, you're wearing out those tires real fast.
Yeah, exactly. Winter rubber. I got the winter rubber on the car. You got your rubbers on?
No, that's what I'm supposed to be doing after this. I'm going to the storage locker and get my winters and then put them on myself.
Oh, there you go. Yes. But also,
I don't need any help putting any rubbers on.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Also, too, this is a very rare Saturday recording of the Roman Podcast.
Yeah, I think we got up. We watched our Saturday morning cartoon in our Jam Jams, ate some cereal, and then we decided to record an episode.
Yes, yes. Well, because our schedule is you're a weekend working guy, especially with your work and then your acting and everything else. Everything falls opposite to my schedule.
Yep. And but I'm on vacation.
Woohoo! Winter vacation.
I appreciate a good vacation. You know, where I got my mankini on and. You know, and in the lawn chair, but the neighbors don't appreciate it, especially in this cold weather.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's chilly.
I'm so white. They're like, is that a Coca-Cola commercial? I think I see a polar bear.
That is a Coca-Cola in his hand. I don't... Wow. Yeah, speaking of winter vacation, as you know, I'm in the construction industry. Industry. It's the weekend. I mean. Anyway, so
$5.
Christmas falls on a Monday, Boxing Day up here in Canada. We also get off. That's the day after Christmas. That falls on the Tuesday. And New Year's Day, we also is a stat holiday up here. So we'll get that the following Monday off. So yes. Basically, on the 21st, you leave work on the Friday. And then you can, if you take 3 days off in between Christmas and New Year's, you get 10 days off in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. And for myself is you get the day off.
Right.
And you also, it's supposed to be, if it's time to have whatever, you get a loo day.
Yeah.
So a day to use somewhere else. Well, then you got Christmas, Boxing Day, and New Year. You end up with three extra days. So I actually end up with like 4 days of vacation I don't end up by using.
Yeah. So you just pile it on.
there's no place to tack on.
Yeah, there's no more room. Like no more tacking.
There's no more room. I've run out of days, and you can only carry over a week to the next year.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so I would have had to plan that better. I probably could have saved myself working like the last weekend, but whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but that, so basically at my work, what they're saying, because we're up against the construction, we're always on deadlines. We're building a local, another building in the, at the local university here. And they're like, well, I said, oh, you know what they're going to say? The general contractors that are running the whole show are going to say, well, if you get lots done between now and Christmas, maybe we'll give you those 3 days off. And I turned to the one of the guys and said, yeah, and if you lick my balls, I might pat your head. And he kind of cocked his head and laughed. He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, it doesn't mean fucking anything. It means I work the way I work, and I'm not going to fucking race to, oh, yes, sir, can I have some time off? No, if I, either you, that week, either you give me that time off or just say, okay, hey, guys, go enjoy your Christmas, or, well, surprise, surprise, I'm going to be sick. Like,
yeah.
I'll have that Christmas flu.
Anyway. Is that, oh, I'm sorry, the mud I used to tape the walls, it's on back order.
It's on back order, yeah. Yeah, that's weird. No, and honestly, no, I wouldn't call in sick, but it just, when you're our age and you're at work and they're like, hey, if you finish your vegetables, you might get dessert. No, fuck off. Do we get the time off or not? Yeah. Yes? Okay, great. Right on. No? Oh, well, I'll lick my balls. Like, you know what I mean? It just, it's like, they're grown men. Now, yeah, yes, there are characters.
You hate being patronized.
Oh, yeah, forget that. Like, just give it to me straight. What do you want? What do we have? Just show me the numbers and show me what we got to do, and then we'll get it. Anyway.
Show me your balls.
Or, I'm the one whipping out the balls.
Oh, right.
So, what else is going on? Oh, yes, today, for those not in the know, you know, the yearly San Diego Comic-Con in July?
Yes, it's the granddaddy of them all.
It's the queen mother, and of course, being up here in Canada, it's not exactly next door to us, where I can just run down. And so my daughter, who turned 14 in August, for her birthday, I said, what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to get us passes for that San Diego Comic-Con, and we'll make it a big trip next year, daddy-daughter trip. Now, if you haven't ever been to this con, you have to register. You have to have a member ID for both of us. And then today, you have to have that in before a certain date. And then today, they give you email saying, oh, you're going to be in a waiting room. Up until today's date, like this morning between like 10 and 11 a.m. And then after that, they're going to be filtering out whatever badges are left. So I had both memberships going and everything else, and I got in. So my daughter and I will be going to San Diego Comic-Con next.
That's awesome.
Summer.
And if you're not sure what San Diego Comic-Con is like, if you ever seen that cartoon, you know, the Grinch that stole Christmas, mm-hmm. where he walks into that town and
Whoville?
it's called Whoville.
Yes.
And everybody looks the same, and they're all, you look like some sort of like inbred clan. Well, that's what San Diego Comic-Con looks like.
No, it's not exactly. No, that's nothing like it's like.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I've never been. I'm just going by what I've heard.
Yes. Well, you know, I know there used to have a football team down there, but, you know, they suck so hard they had to move. So.
Yeah. Don't look at me. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan.
No, that's right. So anyway, I know it's a whole rigmarole, but yeah, it's just kind of exciting. It literally, we had to hold off recording this show for a couple of minutes while I was actually buying my badges. So yeah, it's really
Rob was like, just give me a second. Nerd. Whatever. Just buy your fucking tickets, dude.
Yes. Just yeah, but you still fucking yeah. Let me know when you record.
Yeah, just let me know.
I give no fucks.
You know what? Let's talk about our Christmas cards.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah, completely sold out.
Sold. Yeah.
Well, not that we're selling them.
They were free, so it was an easy sell.
Yeah, we can brag about anything being sold out for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have to register for these cards. No, you.
No. So these ones are completely gone. Yeah. And I thought, like I said last episode, that if we got a whole bunch more people requesting that, we had a lot this time. But yes. If we had any additional people who wanted some, we could just get another batch made. But we contacted our printer, and they're like, yeah, we're not getting that order done before Christmas. So,
well, yeah, not before Christmas, and definitely not before Christmas, where you can get them signed and mailed out again to get. Yeah, no, it's not happening. So, but either way, they're on their way, and we appreciate everybody. And hey, we do that. It's, well, we've been around 2 years, so we've been doing it every year.
Yeah, so if you are upset that you missed out on getting a card this year and you want to be added to our mailing list, just send us an email at romanpodandcast@gmail.com yep. with your name and address. We'll add you to our list. Now, we don't have a mailing list, an emailing list. We're not going to spam you. We don't have any of that yet. We don't have any of that.
No, we don't have any. No.
This is strictly for the Christmas cards. So, no, you won't be getting like
a newsletter.
Like Bob's gay porn newsletter.
Gay porn. Roman's Tinder or Grindr.
Tinder or Grindr.
Whatever. Hey, you gotta, you know, you're just
this week's subject, an innie or an outie.
Yeah, well, you gotta, you know, hedge your bets, right?
Right.
You know, that's what I mean. Like, you're just, you're only doubling your chances of getting some on a Saturday night.
If I can't go around with a huge cock, at least I can get one given to me.
That's right. Whatever. Nobody's judging. It's you're on vacation, man.
Hey, it's right. This is the weekend, right? This is the time I'm supposed to be able to do the whole burrow thing with the circus midgets and like the
trapeze. Hey, that's circus little people.
Yeah, well,
just no, because you're having relations with them doesn't give you the right.
Look, all right, I got my little people pass card, right? You know, you have black friends.
Yes. Oh, we're not. No. Don't stop. Oh. Stop. Thank you. I saw where that was. I'm looking through my little telescope there while I'm on the ship looking at the horizon going, oh, fuck, I don't like this. Yeah. I see this coming. Anyway.
The ship's going down.
Yeah, no.
That's it, folks. Show's over. We're closing the doors. Yes. Roman fucked it up again.
Yes, and for those of you who had their betting pool on how long our show would last and who would fuck it up, if you picked December 9th, 2017, congratulations.
You know it's going to be me that's going to be fucking it up. Yeah. There's no doubt. This show ends as soon as I say something.
Yes. Or I forget to edit it out.
That's right.
So if you say something and I don't edit it out, is that my fault now?
I'm definitely going to be blaming you for it.
Yes, of course. All right. Another quick thing. Fantasy football update. Our league, of course, we're playing for that big cup we play for every year. Been doing it. This is 14th or 15th season. Anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? We literally don't have any different updates than the last episode because we're still within the same week.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, but so I'm in a current week and I have to win this last regular season game to get into the playoffs. If I don't, I'm euchered.
Yeah, you need me to win.
I need you to win desperately. Yes.
So that so I can knock down the guy who you're trying to pass.
Yeah,
and I need you to win.
Yes.
So that you can knock down the guy I need to pass. So,
yes.
And so far, the projections, if we go by projections, there's not always a good thing to do. But based on what they're telling us is that so far, if it all plays out,
yes,
this could happen. I'm not saying it will happen. I'm just saying it could.
Yes, exactly. Basically, that's what I do. When I set up my team, I try to set up best I can. And I look at the projected numbers. I'm like, hey, there's nothing more I can do now. It's in the football people's hands.
I love it. You won't even say football gods. You're such a fucking atheist.
Yes. I don't believe in football gods. I'm an atheist.
Well, you know, football gods are actually like people, right? There are no actual Apollo's not sitting there going long, go long. It's like, no, there's.
Yes, exactly.
Well, and look, you're an atheist, but maybe you don't believe in the current, you know, deities and all that. But maybe you can go back and look at the retro ones.
Yeah, like Zeus.
Like Zeus, Apollo, Mercury, you know, even if you want to go Norse, Thor, Loki.
No, because they'd be.
Because they were actually mortal, you know? Maybe it's something like that.
They weren't. People would blame gods for shit going wrong. Like, oh, your ship sunk. Must be Poseidon. No, yeah,
those are those immortal deities. If you look at the mortal ones, like Thor and
Odin.
Odin, which technically is Zeus.
I saw Thor Ragnarok last week, so you know.
Well, let's not go Hollywood's version. Let's talk about the real version. They were actual people who were mortal who could die.
Yes.
But they were still considered gods, you know, kind of like we think of Gretzky.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense because, I mean, you can say the same thing for, I don't know, Jesus Christ. He was an actual mortal and he died. Well, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into
it. Yeah, but then you got to see now I'm a Catholic, so now you got to get into a whole, even I'm confused about, but he's Jesus, but he's God and the goat, but they're all the same. What the fuck is going on here?
Exactly.
That's what you call faith, because you don't even bother questioning it. Even think about it, we're all going to run away.
Yes. And so. Atheists are just people are going, wait, what? We just question things. We're not,
when you start questioning things, us Catholics just look at you and go, blasphemy.
Yes. No. Let me. You got the string here. I want to pull it. No, don't pull that fucking string. God damn it!
That's literally what blasphemy means. Don't pull the string.
Yes, exactly. Don't pull the fucking
translated
string.
From Hebrew.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you know what? We should get on with the show here. Do you have any headlines for us?
I do. So you know how you're saying, you know, like, oh, I might call in sick. Well, I got a better way of doing it for you.
Okay.
Man uses potato chip bag to skip work for years and gets fired after finally being caught.
Okay.
Okay. So in this, he's a contractor, and I believe he's an electrician that works for a company. And they basically, you know how you send people out for, you know, different contract work. Here's your work order. Go to that place.
Right.
And he'd be like, oh, yeah, no, this job is going to take 3 days. And, you know, because they're not supervised like that. They're independent guys who work for a company.
Right.
So it would take him, you know, it would take him always longer to finish jobs than everybody else. But so it turns out for years he was taking his cell phone, which was tracked by GPS by the company.
Right.
And he would put it in a potato chip bag, which was foil lined.
Right.
Right. And it would block the GPS signal and he would go golfing.
Oh, okay.
While he's being paid. And he did this for years.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, oh, yeah, I'm heading over to the Robinson job. And then he'd like go to the links.
Yeah.
You know, and they'd be like, where are you right now? Like, yeah, I'm on the job. It's like, we can't see your signal. Oh, must be bad reception.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah. So your phone is clearly working.
That's strange.
Yeah, you can't. I've been through this with my daughter. Obviously, I pay for the cell phones in the house, and she's 14, and I have a Find Your Friends, and I know where my kid is at all times because I know there's a loophole. She can be just like, well, I can just leave the house without my phone. Yeah, right. A teenager going to leave the house without their mobile phone. not a fucking chance.
So you're like a helicopter parent?
No. No, I think I've checked it twice, but yeah, like out of all these years, she's had that function, and no, it just, if something goes wrong, I mean, you know, I'm a dad, I know where my kid is, so.
Honey, I've only checked it twice a day, and it is, you know, it's not like I use it all the time.
Well, yeah, that's just it. Like, she's at the age where, like, she's going to concerts in Toronto, downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
You mean, and of course, there's always a parent that drops them off or picks them up or goes with them, but doesn't sit with them. So it's always kind of nice to know where your 14-year-old daughter is. Like, you mean, like, believe me.
Yeah. I get it.
So, but this dude.
This dude, it allowed him to successfully play golf nearly 140 times.
Oh, Jesus.
While he's supposed to be on the clock. And he was employed with the company for 20 years.
Not the more, I'm assuming.
No, he got his ass canned. I guess it's and those overseas in different places, it's a packet of crisps.
Yes, packet of crisps. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, and so he would shove his cell phone in there. They couldn't find him, and then when he was ready to go back to work, he pulled the cell phone back out of his little crispy bag there. Yeah. And so, yeah, I've been here the whole time. It's like, we went there to find you.
Yes.
Well, obviously, he didn't call me. And, you know, we did call you. We did. Oh, I don't know what's going on. You know, he's probably like a master electrician. You know, whereas a rookie would have taken him a day to do the job.
Yes,
it probably
yes.
took him like an hour, but he stretched it out over 3 days.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. I this again. This is time theft. This is just like don't fucking steal from your employer. You know what I mean, like, come on. Like, I know, like we were just discussing earlier, how you can have conversations and disagreements with your employer about being patronized or whatever the fuck's going on, but don't fucking steal from your employer.
Well, I think this is genius, but it's just, I'm not the kind of guy to do that. I wouldn't risk everything just to go play golf.
Well, no, of course not.
Or brothel or, you know, whatever.
Whatever
you're doing.
That's right, yeah.
Everybody has their own thing. And but I would never risk my job to do it because I'd be like, well, fuck, I'd be at a job. But some people, they're so fucking brazen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and he's in Australia. It's like, oh, I'll never get caught.
Yeah. Just put it in my tinny.
That's right.
Yeah, dude, fuck, and it's like, hey, you mean if you got to duck out, whatever, like, just, you mean, like, but I don't know, I guess he has no problem, like, taking a paycheck for golfing. Well, you mean, that's, you know, I guess you got no problem with it. But you're caught. Sorry, bud. I'm like, fuck. No sympathy, you mean? And you shouldn't even qualify. You know, in Canada, you shouldn't qualify for unemployment insurance or something if you blatantly, you know what I mean, just get fucking just stealing. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. As it is here, even if you if your employer steals software, yeah. No, if you steal software, they even have commercials going like, "Is your employer stealing software? We'll give you a reward."
Yeah,
they're like, you get a narc out on somebody, man. What if you caught an employee? What if you caught a coworker doing that?
Yeah.
Well, what would you do?
See, there's a problem. I remember I was with a company a couple of years ago, and they started having apps, right? So because they had so many job sites, I'd show up to a job site, and then I would open the app on my phone, and it says punch in. It says, "Oh, are you here?" And it shows exactly where you are, and it lines up how close you, like, if you're on a job site, it'll recognize you're on one of their job sites and show you the address, and you say, "Yes, that's where I am." Now, for guys like me, I show up 15 minutes early for work, and I never leave early, so it's fine with me. I just go in, do my job, and go home. I'm not staying any later, mind you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not licking anybody's ass. I'm fucking, as soon as that dinner bell rings, I'm fucking gone. Like, so, but there's so many guys, there's a lot of guys at work that got paranoid. They're like, "Oh my God." Well, I said, "Yeah, but you don't, maybe they can see where you are on the weekend, guys." Like, "What do you mean?" "Well, fuck, if the software is hooked up to know where you are during the week, you think it turns off on the weekend?" "Oh my God. Oh my God." So they're like literally erasing the
app. They know where my drug dealer is.
Exactly. They're literally erasing the app Friday nights and reinstalling Monday mornings.
Or you could just turn GPS off on your phone.
Yeah, you could, but they're not. Really? I mean, I was just fucking with them because I want them to get all paranoid. You know, I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm not saying they're going to look, but, you know, what are you doing on the weekend?"
Charlie's House of Spank, male exotic dancing.
Oh yes, I see.
He said, and he's like, "I don't know why, but every time I come in the office now, the office ladies are like, 'Hey, Spanky.'"
Yes.
Like, "I don't know what that means."
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, none of us know.
Yeah. So I'm not in agreement with having an app on your phone to punch in, and I'm also not in agreement of stealing, just going and golfing when you're on.
Well,
company
you're not
time.
Just stealing time. What's going on is that if it takes you 3 days to do a job, right?
Yep.
Then that job that you should be doing the very next day, that now falls on you.
Exactly.
And it falls on you. So now you guys are picking up the rest of the slack.
Yep.
That this guy should have been doing.
Yep.
You know, so 2/3 of the time he should have been working, that falls on your shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, this guy's just a douche. Like, fuck, don't fucking, if someone's paying you, just imagine you're the one writing the check. Too many people see a big corporation and go like, "Oh, wow, fuck it. It's a faceless thing. It's a government job or it's a fucking whatever." No, if you were sitting there and I was writing you a check for full rate, whatever he is, electrician or whatever, holy fuck. Like, you know.
No, I've seen guys work for the government and also work for big corporations.
Yep.
That are left to do things on their own devices. And literally it's a 20-year job where they've done nothing, where they've conned the company into thinking they're doing stuff. They wrote a piece of software that did all their work for them in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And the rest of the day, they're just surfing the internet or they go out. Like, I have, especially working technology companies, I've seen that countless times. There was so many horror stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, it does happen. And there's some people who will do that. They have no conscience. They don't care if it benefits them, whatever. And if they get fired, well, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Get a software to fucking whatever. Yeah. Employ me again. Anyway, okay, we went way long on that there. But yeah, dude, don't be a dick.
Yeah, it's moral of the story. All right, man. Story number two.
Sure.
So it's the holiday season, and we're getting a lot of packages delivered. So you're always trying to kind of keep an eye on the delivery guy. But this guy gave an extra package that nobody was expecting.
Oh.
Delivery driver for Amazon caught on camera pooping on man's driveway.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Go on.
Yeah, he's just kind of sitting there hovering over his welcome mat going, "Drone delivery." Yeah, so a delivery contract left a pile of feces on the front door of this gentleman's house. He says he wasn't home, and then he arrived and he found the poop in front of his house. So he saw the excrement and he saw that something had happened. So he checked his surveillance camera and noticed the driver squatting on the passenger side of his truck. And he tried to get to the bottom of the mess by contacting Amazon. And they basically said he ended up scooping it up in a plastic bag, but didn't want to take it with him. It smelled really bad. So he ended up by throwing it in the trash can right next to the house. So now the trash can smells like shit for a whole bunch of days.
Yes.
You know, and he also hosed down the gutter. Like the guy did whatever. Sorry, he left the poop. So it was the owner who scooped it up.
Yes.
Threw it in the garbage can. And then he says, that smells. So then he had to hose everything down.
Of course.
And he says that, I love this one. They say, the company gave Batista a gift card to apologize for all the crap he had to deal with.
Oh, boo. Okay. As you know, before I started doing what I do now, I was a courier for couple decades ago.
Right.
And hey, there's times when you're on your run where it's like, oh man, I got to take a leak. And it's like, oh, I got an empty water bottle. I'll just hop in the back of my van in the back because you're in a bread truck. Like, you mean one of those big, courier trucks. I'll just take a piss in this water bottle and pitch it out, not on the ground, but I'll throw it in the trash or empty it in a washroom somewhere. Because there are literally times where it just, you got no time. But to pinch a loaf.
Yeah, but the piss thing, just before you can move on, there's highway travelers will do that, right? They'll pee in a bottle and they'll throw it out the window.
Yeah.
What they don't know is that when it sits in the hot sun, those things explode.
Yeah.
So you have people whose job is to clean up the side of the highways. For us, it's the 400 series highways. If you're in LA, it's a 405. And, and if you're, wherever, if you're in Florida, it's 95 or the 75, whatever. So they have to clean that up. But the problem is that they risk getting giant, IEDs of piss blown up in their face. And it was a big problem.
Yeah.
They had put out they did a news report on it a few years ago saying, stop doing this. Because, you're literally risking the life of people.
Yeah, exactly. As a courier at one point, I understand the need. You need to go. But if you ever took a leak and you disposed of it yourself after and not on the side of the fucking road or not in someone's driveway, but why would you fucking pinch a loaf on someone's driveway? it would never even cross my mind. I need home court advantage as it is. It has to be a pretty big emergency to be going into the local McDonald's.
Even if it's an emergency, even if it's the fact that it's you're about to shit yourself, completely shit yourself.
Yes.
I don't think if the option came up and went, drop your pants or shit on this guy's driveway or shit your pants where I'm going to sit and going, well, I better fucking drop a deuce on this guy's driveway. Yeah. No, it would be the last thing on my mind.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Some people
me, if I decided to drop my pants and pinch a loaf, people would be like, is that the moon?
What the hell? What? Release the Kraken! What the fuck? don't be an ass. This is gross.
Yeah, it's like that story we told a few months ago or last month about that lady runner who was pooping on people's lawn.
Yes.
It's like, what is it with people pooping on other people's stuff?
Yeah.
Are you marking your territory or something?
Well, it's just gross. With the young lady. Okay, maybe went a little easier on the young lady because we're a little sexist. Yeah. You go ahead and do that. but still. When a guy does it, sure, Rowan Bodycast. When a guy does it, it's all gross.
What if this is your regular delivery guy? What if you know this guy?
Yeah, dude.
You're like, Marvin. Marvin, look, buddy. You want to explain to me what I'm seeing on my video camera here? Oh, yeah, man, that's me taking a dump. Yeah, dude, you're taking a dump on my driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, it was huge.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you're getting the gist of it.
No, yeah. Thanks. What? No.
Don't take a shit in my driveway. It's like, you'd be like, you don't like me or something or what? Like,
dude, especially if it's your regular guy, Marvin, just fucking, dude. Knock on the door, man. Have several bathrooms.
Oh, I didn't want to disturb you. Disturb me? I'm already disturbed.
Yeah. My kids watched you do that.
3 times. Now I got to bring them to therapy because they like it. They're now fecophiliacs.
Yeah, fecophiliacs. Oh, gross. All right. Well, I'm an Amazon guy. I'm sure everywhere in the world there's different courier contracts, so we're not blaming, go Brown. Well, no shit.
What can Brown do for you? Apparently ruin your fucking driveway.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Yes. Dude, yeah, don't shit on people's driveways, please. I don't know why. This is the second time I have to bring this up on this show. Don't fucking shit on people's private property. Don't. Anyway.
This is perfect segue for our next story.
Oh, lovely.
Right? So instead of coming out, this is what's going in, first of all. I don't want to imagine what comes out. Okay, so metal meals. Doctor removes 200 coins and 100 nails from man's stomach.
Ah. Okay, go on.
Okay. So doctors in India made a shocking discovery after an endoscopy revealed more than 15 pounds of metal sitting in a man's stomach this past Saturday. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I've been eating metal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just it says that this is a gentleman in Santa, India, visited a hospital complaining of stomach pains. What have you been eating? Well, let me think. I had some curry.
Yeah.
And then I had some vegetarian wraps. And I was like, okay. 15 pounds of metal. What?
Don't worry,
it's mostly nails and coins.
I don't know. Like, I can understand a kid swallowing a quarter just to see. I mean, if it makes the journey. Like, you know, I mean, I've never done it, but I can almost see that happening.
Just to give you an idea, how bad this was, right? Then when they did the endoscopy, whatever you want to say, several hundred metal items, including 236 coins, 100 nails,
right,
a dozen or so razor blades, a rusted iron shackle.
Okay, this guy's obviously just mentally ill.
Needles and some glass particles.
Yeah, no, this guy's just mentally ill. Or he was trying to win a bet. Like, either way, he's fucking an idiot. Like,
his quote is, "We were shocked to discover coins, nails, and nuts, bolts in his stomach. The razor blades you're fine with, though?"
Yeah, no kidding. And the needles? Oh, who hasn't fucking swallowed a razor blade?
Who hasn't eaten a glass in their time, right?
Yes. No, this guy's just obviously, I don't know, there's probably, and unfortunately, there's something probably seriously wrong with this guy. Like,
that's what they're saying. They're saying they think there's psychological problems. So they're saying that normally when that happens, it's usually psychological problems that lead to people doing this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, Ashish, you've lost weight. I passed my lunch.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. No, yeah, he passed his lunch. Yeah, that's like people saying, hey, you know what? I expect I'm going to drop a bunch of weight soon. I swallowed a lot of gum 7 years ago.
Yeah, I dropped a load.
Yes. No. And that brings it. Have you ever went to the washroom, weighed yourself before and after just to see?
Yeah. Well, in this case.
Yes.
You know. I think the best description of this is, like, I saw this on a trailer, but it fits well here. It's like, you know, after he would pass, I'm sure after he passed all the stuff out of his system.
Right.
Right. His asshole must look like somebody punched a lasagna. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. It's like you're at a casino. Bing, 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 bing. Just coins coming out of his ass.
Yeah, exactly. Punched a lasagna.
And somebody's holding there with their hands, you know, some poor people under his ass going, we're rich, and all the nails come out. Ow!
Sir, your asshole looks like a canoe full of moose meat. Jesus. Wow. Yeah, that's disgusting. So
he eats all this stuff. I have a sore stomach. It's like basically I want you to remove it before it comes out the back end.
Yeah, no kidding. I've done something horribly wrong. Yes, I won the $100 bet, but I'm going to pay for it, literally.
Yeah, so they're obviously they were concerned about bleeding and stuff like that, and so they said that normally there's no problem until these particles are sort of obstructing the intestines. Like, your stomach acids can dissolve a lot of stuff.
Yeah, not metal.
But well, no, even metal, it'll start breaking it down. But I'm pretty sure you'll start pooping out like the T-1000. You know, like literally, it's like you start pooping out just like liquid metal everywhere.
Yeah, no, that doesn't. Yeah. No, you're
He's
not
an artist, and you can make whatever you want.
Your asshole's not a smelter. I don't care how hot you think it is. All right, this guy, yeah, there's something obviously wrong with this guy. Or he had a bet, whatever the fuck, like, he's an idiot, so.
I don't think it was a bet. They're thinking it's more psychological problems, so.
Yeah, probably. All right, so do you have anything else for us this week, or?
Yeah, I got one more story for us. Okay, so we all like stories about people trying to escape from prison, Alcatraz and all
that.
Sure,
yeah.
And then you're like, oh, you know, they're going to make a raft out of, like, you know, toilet paper, and then they're going to survive the sharks and all that. This guy, not as smart. Prisoner hiding in dumpster ends up trapped in garbage truck.
Oh, no. Okay.
So this is a Philadelphia man. Officials say a man trying to flee the Philadelphia prison halfway house. It wasn't even a real prison. It was a halfway house. By hiding in a dumpster to be freed, had to be freed from a trash truck. So he's like, I'll hide here.
Oh, jeez.
And when no one's looking, I'll leave. Right? So they said, reports said it took firefighters almost 2 hours to remove the bags and trash to free the man from the truck's compact section.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Compactor section.
Yeah, because what they do, as soon as they dump the load in the dump truck, there's a guy that always pulls that switch that packs it all down. And, like, what are you thinking?
So they said he had to be taken to hospital. No word of his condition. But he could be seen moving his arms when he was on the stretcher. The halfway serves as an interim stop before offenders re-enter the general population.
Right.
And it says it's not clear how rescuers knew the man was stuck. I'm guessing the screaming.
Yeah, the screaming. Yeah, or he's holding his little microphone going, 3PO, 3PO, turn off the trash compactor! 3PO! Sorry, a little nerd out there a bit, but...
Like, what an incredible smell you've discovered.
Exactly.
But he was just like, I'll stay here and fall asleep.
Yes.
You know, that must have been one hell of a ride when you got fucking dumped over on your ass.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. Like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, a dump truck, obviously, it compresses the garbage, but you think it compresses it all the way to metal on metal? Obviously no, because you're gonna have garbage in there. You can't.
No, but it gets to the point where if you're a body in there, you're getting squished.
Yeah,
man.
You're done. Yeah, you're done. Yeah. And, if you're small enough where you can't, you're not gonna crush you. You at least you'll be crushed enough where you're not breathing. Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you're gonna have shit like shoved into you. Yes. You're gonna have stuff.
Oh boy, howdy! You thought prison was bad.
But who prison breaks out of a halfway house?
Yeah, like, you're halfway
it's like
there,
a
buddy.
It's a fucking horrible plan.
Yeah,
because like he must have been desperate for something, because you're in a halfway house. You're almost into society.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. A couple more weeks, and you know, or a month or a year, and you're back living in the general population. Now, because of this, he's going back to prison.
Yeah, you're going back to prison.
You know, you violated. Now, I know sometimes the operators of these places can be fucking dicks.
Yeah.
And they try to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to go back out. He just wanted to go back to prison and, you know, do stuff. I don't know.
I miss my boyfriend. He makes me metal sculptures from his ass metal.
From his ass metal. Wow. Okay, awesome. Well, there's a whole variety of stories for this week. But yeah, so this is us. We're getting it done during this holiday season. I know it's the beginning of December, but things are going to get rocky. But we're going to try our very darndest to get you a fresh Roman podcast out there every Wednesday.
Yes, and as offensive as always.
Of course. Yeah, and don't forget, too, with our show, the biggest thing, if you're a regular listener or if you enjoy our show at all, tell a friend about it. You mean? And if you enjoy our show and maybe your friends don't appreciate your particular brand of humor, I'm using air quotes, then at least introduce them to podcasting and what it is and what it's all about so they can find another show that they like equally.
Yeah, and I just introduced the show to somebody this week, and she was very excited to listen to it. But the first word out of her mouth was, I have no idea how to download a podcast.
Yeah.
And so we've made it easier. We've got a link on the Facebook page.
Yep. Click
it. Boom. It opens into a browser. You know, whether it's mobile or not, it'll open up, and you can listen to the show right there. And then you can also get educated on how to download podcasts. It's really simple. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell a friend and then send them the link. Just send them a link and go, just listen to this.
Yeah, exactly. And also, because we're in that weird demographic. We're mid-40s or early 40s, and we have a show made for people in our age group between 35 and 45, but maybe these are the people that have never heard of a podcast. Anyway, so.
Well, actually, you know what? And honestly, just based on these stories and all that stuff, the age range is much wider. We act like we're kids anyway, like retards anyways.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know, so, yeah, I think it's anywhere 18 and up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Make sure up. Don't go down. All right, so you want to do some little bit of housekeeping? You can tell the good people where they can find us on Twitter?
On Twitter and Instagram, they can find us at Roman Podcast, and that's where you will find in the bio the link to to download this episode or any other episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And yourself?
I am at Roman Citizens on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook.
Tinder, Grindr.
Well, Tinder for sure.
Grindr, maybe. That's a hard maybe. Really.
That's a hard maybe.
So hard. All right, and you can find myself at RobertMMCast on Twitter or Cast1973 on Instagram. And do not forget, we have our website, RomanPodcast.com, where you can see the networks we're on, the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and also our Ask Roman and Rob Anything button. You click on that, you can literally ask us anything. And we also have our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you want to send Roman, you can send them to him, care Roman, romanpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to myself, the married guy, at the same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com.
Just so you know, I mean, a lot of other people, they won't differentiate. They say send nudes.
Yeah,
well, that's
no.
Just, look, we respect our audience, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's lowbrow.
So that's why we categorize it as tasty and tasteful.
Exactly.
Tasteful belongs in the Louvre.
And if you're not sure, send them to us. We'll let you know.
Right.
We won't share them with anybody, but we'll message you back going, yes, you know what? This is pretty tasty.
Tasty usually goes to Roman.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So, and also do not forget our review reach round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go to Apple Podcasts, formerly known as iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, the Laughable app, and any podcatcher we're on, anywhere you're listening to this show, there's always a like, a review, or a favorites, a little click button. Go there, leave us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach round.
Yeah, that's a 5-star poop on your driveway reach around.
Poop on your driveway. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Amazon. You know what? Actually, you know what? I'm going to back things up real quick. You know what? That reminds me. I heard, remember, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, they always recommend something you will also like.
Yeah.
Do you remember Bo Bice? He was runner-up for American Idol or something. And
he came out
with an album. And like, if you purchase that album on Amazon, they'll be like, you may also enjoy a big steaming pile of dog shit. So maybe I'm in this Amazon driver's defense. Maybe this guy ordered the Bo Bice album.
I think the guy whose driveway he pooped in be like, honey, I think the Amazon Prime membership is not worth it.
Yes, the price is too high.
That's right.
All right. Okay. So back to closing credits here. Until next time, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Do you like drama?
Drama makes me emotional.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's drama. It's dramatic.
Do you like comedy?
I love comedy, Johnny. It's the best thing there is. It takes your mind off all your troubles in your world.
You know that there are children starving in Africa right now.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
Do you like Alyssa Milano and Doctor Who?
I love Alyssa Milano. She's like my favorite actress.
I love Alyssa Milano too, but I think I might love Doctor Who more than Alyssa Milano.
That is because you're a nerd.
Yeah, I am.
Drinking in the Park with Neil and Johnny, the internet's only Doctor Who Who's the Boss podcast. Except for that Dutch one. What a bunch of weirdos. Listen on neilandjohnny.com, droidscanada.com, and on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. Bananas.
Gigawatt. Gigawatt.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up. And you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time. Check it out.
This is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. What kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrolixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrolixPodcast.com. It's GrolixPodcast.com.